In my opinion, new music is always something to celebrate from your favorite musicians. Maybe it's something that's new to you. Well, the excitement builds when it's a brand new album. And Denman-based musician Georgie Dara is doing the work, getting the word out there for their brand new album. They're here to tell you all about it this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on Backroads, firstly. Let's start there.
Thank you very much.
What does it feel like? You've got one there. How does it feel like to hold it?
It's good. It's exciting. It seems like it's taken such a long time. So now it's here. It's all just very exciting.
Yeah. Tell me about how long you've been planning on putting this out there. How long you've been dreaming about it?
Dreaming forever. but I met Bill Chambers about 3 years ago at Clarencetown Country Hoedown. And since there, we've built a friendship and we were writing songs and enough to make an album. So it came out on the 20th of May. A very long time and it's finally
here. It's exciting. Yeah. And to work with someone else, what was that process like for you, especially for your first?
It was amazing, especially having someone like Bill. He was just so helpful and just seems to have done so much for me, so I'm so grateful.
What did you learn?
A lot. I've never been in a recording studio or even just like writing songs. So,
how have you seen, I guess, that grow and change for you? Like, do you feel more confident in that now?
I do a bit. It's still
Are
like
you letting
I'm still,
yourself feel confident?
No,
that?
I'm still very nervous now, but I'm very confident now that it's out and, very proud.
What did you love most about being in the studio?
I think just the atmosphere. Like, I can listen to the songs now and I say to my partner, like, I remember when he was playing this and he was playing this, so it was really cool.
Did you tweak much when you were actually in there?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Everything was perfect.
Yeah, we did it majority on one day in Jeff McCormick's recording studio and then we did the rest the next day in Bill's. So it's quite fast.
Now that the dream has been realised, now that it's out there, it's into the world, how has that changed what you want to do now?
I don't think it's changed anything because I still want to do what I did before, but I just want people to enjoy it, really. And get my name out and start doing more gigs and start getting my name out more. So.
Yeah. Country.
Yes.
Is your genre.
Yes.
People at home can't tell, but there is a hat in the room at the moment, which is always excellent. why this genre of music for you?
I've always grown up listening to country music. Mum and Dad were always playing country music in the house. Dolly Parton to the Dixie Chicks to Slim Dusty. I love it all, so.
Yeah. So it was quite natural.
Yes.
Did you ever experiment with other styles?
Not really. I think country's just been the main.
In your soul.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen. This is the title track off the album. It's called Backroads. What do we need to know about it before we play it? Nothing?
No.
All right, cool.
Listen to it. I hope you enjoy it.
Here it is.
I miss the back roads out where no grass grows. Follow me out across the desert sand, far from the city lights, beneath the stars at night. Come share with me the secrets of this land. I miss the dust storms when the red dirt blows along as he rolls out across the Gibber Plains. I can see the tumble. And the blood-red desert peat when it blooms on the sand after the rain. I miss the back roads out where no grass grows. Follow me out across the desert sand, far from the city lights, beneath the stars at night. Come share with me the secrets of the my desert home, out where the cattle roam, and I can hear the dingoes howling in the wind. I can see the spinifex growing round the turkey's nest near the homestead that calls me back again. the back roads. Out where no crossroads. Follow me out across the desert sand. Far from the city lights. Beneath the stars at night. Come share with me the secrets of this land. Come share with me.
Six minutes away from 11 o'clock, that is Backroads with Georgie Dye, your feature artist for today from Denman, brand new album. It's called Backroads, out now. Now, you were telling me as that was playing that you and Bill actually started with just two words, which was Backroads. That's all you had for that song.
Yes.
And then what happened?
It didn't take long till we actually had the song. I was going to say that before that, but my nerves just kicked in and I'm like, completely went silent.
But you can tell us the story now.
So, yeah, we had the two words and I think an hour and a half later we had the song and we did a little demo. So, and then it ended up being the album. So,
and the name of the album as well, which is kind of nice how it organically just sort of flows in that way.
Yeah.
Do you find that's a better songwriting style for you than being like, right, in this next hour, I'm going to write four songs?
Yes, because we never had a timeline on them. We just sat in Bill's recording studio part there and they seemed to just come along. So,
what I love is that you told me a little earlier that you're going a little bit old school with the release of this album. I couldn't find it on a streaming service. Is that a purposeful thing?
There is a purpose. I'm so proud of the album and actually seeing it like face to face that I wanted everyone to enjoy that as well. Mm. I didn't want to put it on Spotify or anything like that just yet. I wanted them to actually get their hands on it and enjoy it as much as I do. So I think it could be a future thing, but for now I just want to do the album.
All right, what's the plan from here? Like, are you gigging around the region?
My next thing is on the 7th of June. I'm doing 7th of August.
Yeah.
We're doing a album launch at the Bank Hotel in Dungog.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So if you're in Dungog around the 7th of August, get round to that. Is there plans for more music or are you going to sit with this for a little bit?
I'm going to sit with this for a little bit and just enjoy the ride, but definitely more in the future.
Perfect. I love that. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's like even just getting the first debut album out, printed, recorded, happy with it is such an achievement. So well done.
Thank you very much.
We're going to go out on Tin Roof Tang. Any interesting stories about this song or you want to tell us what it's about?
This one's just a fun one. Again, when Bill and I were in there, we kind of just wrote it and then we'll trying to figure out how the music was going to go. Well, like, what are we going to do? I knew I wanted a harmonica and stuff like that in there, but Bill ended up bringing like two crates of wood in and put a microphone down to it and started like tapping on it.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, this song is going to be very, very.
All right. See if you can hear the wood in this song. Georgie, lovely to meet you. Thank you
for having me.
It's Tin Roof Tang taking you up to the 11 o'clock news.
Come on, Mother Nature, and give me one thing. The sound of the rain on a tin roof tank. All we need is a little bit of rain. Pour down on me, let's change this thing. Yeah, life's pretty good when you live in the dream. I got the radio on and I'm picking up steam. Daddy.